Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited Q1 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Shah from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Seema. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, I welcome you all to 1Q FY24 post-earnings call of Kirloskar Pneumatic Company Limited. To discuss the results from the management, we have Mr. K. Srinivasan, Managing Director, and Mr. Suhas Kolhatkar, CFO of the company. I'll hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening to all of you. Before we go to the performance, I would request my colleague Jitendra Shah to read out the safe harbor clause, please.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to all. The presentation uploaded on the website and discussion on the financial results during the call may contain statements relating to future business developments and economic performance that could constitute forward-looking statements. While these forward-looking statements represent the company's judgments and future expectations, a number of factors could cause actual developments and results to differ materially from expectations. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statements to reflect future events or circumstances. Further, investors are requested to exercise their own judgments in assessing various risks associated with the company and also the effectiveness of measures which are taken by the company in tackling them, as indicated during the discussions. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jitendra. Once again, good evening to all of you. The financial year F24 started off on a rather sedate note, as was expected. We had mentioned even earlier that our order booking in the last two quarters was relatively low, and consequently, our expectation from the first quarter was also muted. However, the market activity levels were at its peak. We had record order intake in the first quarter. The order booking during the first quarter has been encouraging, with several large offers still under finalization, which is happening as we talk, and this will benefit the company in achieving the planned sales growth for this financial year. The sales for the quarter were at 242 crores as compared to 272 crores of the previous year, clearly down 10% compared to the first quarter of the previous year. Lower offtake in CNG compressors still continues. As we speak, we see no improvement in this, and we expect this to get better only from the second half of the year. The profit before tax grew from 21.72 crores to 23.5 crores, a growth of 8%. Profit after tax was higher by 10% compared to Q1. Export sales at 12 crores was 31 crores lower than the last year, and this is really one large package that we had shipped out last year. Without that, it was by and large about the same sales as the previous year. We expect exports in this full year to also be lower than the total export of last year of 177 crores. This is coming largely out of the order bookings still to happen for the further sales for the year in exports. Definitely, this year, the export sales will be lower than last year, but hoping to see more order flow to come in so that we have a good export for next year. Domestic sales growth, however, will more than compensate in the next three quarters for the lower exports, and this will ensure that we have a growth over the previous year in terms of the overall sales. As a business, air, refrigeration, and gas all saw significant order inflow. The overall order bank at the end of Q1 is over 1,350 crores. This is some kind of a record, much higher than the beginning of the year, which was 1,150 crores. Clearly, this will help us to achieve our sales number for the year. The CapEx spend so far, including WIP, is about 12 crores. This includes the forging and fabrication facilities that we are setting up at Nashik, which is nearing the commissioning phase. We will continue to invest in capacity and capability building to meet our growth aspirations. One of the bright spots of this quarter was the improvement in our working capital management. The operating working capital as of 1/7/23 was 212 crore as compared to the beginning of the quarter, which is 283. We expect this to enhance and get better as we work forward. Cash generation from the operations was at 75 crore. Again, this helps us to perform better going forward. This also indicates that the quality of our business has been good. We are able to sell and collect our money. Let us now discuss the results by product lines. The air compressor business continued to grow steadily in delivering superior solutions to various niche applications. We have started receiving orders from the Tatlipoca range of centrifugal compressors. This is by far the most efficient oil-free dry air compressor in the market. We expect this to become an industry standard going forward. Sales of reciprocating compressor packages for various critical applications and sales of standard screw compressors were as usual. Refrigeration compressors and systems was a good quarter. We received the first big order from Turkey for gas-shaft ammonia compressors to be used in cold chain ice plants. We expect this to open up new markets for us in the MENA region. Sales of these compressors in India too have seen an uptick with more of cold chains and ice plants opening up. However, the newer plants are all coming up largely with screw compressors, and here the Kione screws will be a great advantage as it scales up. Significant orders for refrigeration packages and petrochemical and fertilizer plants have been received, and they will be executed in the next 3 quarters. Process gas compression systems. We did not receive any large export package in Q1. However, this segment did pick up significant orders for the domestic market. This segment did not have export packages during the quarter. Consequently, the sale was also lower. Clearances to install CNG packages still continues to lag, and this has only exacerbated the problem that we are facing in terms of top-line growth, and also it adds to our inventory challenge. However, the silver lining has been the finalization of several packages for execution in India for the next 4 quarters. Plus, we also see more orders for the Kelana booster compressors and their installation coming up, and this is clearly a bright spot in the next quarter. O&M sales business continues to be normal. Also, the payment from these customers has improved. When you look at the outlook, the global economy has generally slowed down with commodity prices moderating. This would mean more stable prices and lower exports for us. Margins would remain good. The Indian market for our products remains strong. We are in the midst of a technological transition in the industry as far as energy source is concerned, which means there is still some amount of uncertainty how the energy basket will change. However, the gasification of the energy basket is clearly a way forward, be it natural, biogas or hydrogen, and this bodes well for our compression packages in the gas and refrigeration space. We continue to remain positive on the acceleration in the installation of CNG packages by the gas companies to meet their own planned commitments. Strong growth in order intake in the first quarter and significant order finalization in the pipeline gives us the confidence that we will deliver the sales growth in the current fiscal. We will benefit from the new range of products like Kione, Kelana, Tatlipoca, and hope to see that this would help us to change the product mix between packages and products. We are confident that we'll be able to regain our growth momentum after the slip that we had in Q1 and hope to deliver double-digit growth. We remain committed to our aspirational target of 2,000 crore in the next 2 years. Now, I must request Suhas Kalatkar, CFO, to take forward with the financial numbers. Suhas, it's yours.
Yep, thank you. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you were able to go through the results that we posted on both NSC as well as BSC website yesterday after the conclusion of the board meeting. We also uploaded the presentation on the results of our companies on the company's website. However, for the benefit of those who probably did not get a chance to have a look at those, let me summarize quickly what results we achieved in the first quarter of the current fiscal. Sales for the quarter were lower compared to quarter one sales of the previous year at 242 crores, it registered 10% drop compared to the quarter one sales of the previous year. This was essentially, the drop was essentially attributable to the export business in the current quarter, which was 12 crores as compared to 43 crores in the last year. CNG business also remained a little muted during the current year. However, the domestic business in refrigeration and air compressor business actually got our overall domestic sales equal to that of last year. With other income of about 5.77 crores, total income for the period was about 248 crores compared to 274 crores. The rise in other income is attributable to the financial income, which may be sustainable to some extent in the coming quarters. This was possible as we reduced our working capital by almost 75 crores during the first quarter, and the surplus that was generated was judiciously kept aside and invested in the mutual funds and deposits, which generated this other income. Mix of projects and products, which more or less remained at 50-50, brought down the material cost to 51.2% compared to 58.6% in quarter one of the previous year. You would recall that we had said that in the quarter one of the previous year, we had one export order which practically negligible margin, as it was taken strategically to mark the entry in the Middle East market in oil and gas sector. We expect material costs to remain more or less at the current level should the product mix remain at this level. ERE was higher at 42 crores compared to 37 crores. Liberal increments and promotions were given to all deserving employees. We are at 17.2% of sales as against 13.7%. We hope to go closer to the previous year's annual target of about 12%. There is no interest cost for the current quarter as the company is a debt-free company. At this juncture, I would also like to state that the company has a net cash and cash equivalent position of close to 250 crores compared to about 170 crores last year. This was, of course, after considering a capex that we incurred of close to about 42 crores in the last year and payment of dividend of 32 crores. Depreciation is in line with the previous year and additional classes that took place during the quarter. Other expenses are mix of fixed and variable costs and are of 20.7% compared to 17.4%. There is no significant variation in the level of expenditure, particularly where the fixed cost is concerned. However, you might see a rise. That rise is attributable to the variable costs related to the sales, which does not constitute the material cost. EBITDA in quarter one has improved to 13% compared to 10.9% in the previous year. Consequently, PBT for the quarter one has also improved to 9.5% and stood at 23.5 crores compared to 7.9% of Q1 in the previous year when it stood at 21.7 crores. The growth in PBT was close to 8%. PAT also rose to about 17.9 crores, which represents 7.2% compared to 16.3 crores, representing 5.9% in the previous year. The growth in the PAT was close to 10% plus. Company issued about 20,200 equity shares during the first quarter to under its employee stock options. Consequently, the paid-up share capital has increased from 12.931 crores to compared to 12.927 crores at the beginning of the quarter. These 20,200 shares which we issued in the quarter are in the process of getting listed on the stock exchange. Basic EPS improved to 2.77 rupees per share in the current quarter compared to 2.52 rupees in the last quarter. With 90% of the revenue, 90% plus revenue coming from the compression segment, it remains the only reportable segment. The segment profitability improved to 16.5% compared to 15% of the first quarter of the previous year. Order booking during the quarter one was close to about 450 crores. As a result, the company has a strong order book of 1,300 crores plus as against 1,200 crores plus in the previous year. Capital employed in the compression segment was brought down by about 42 crores and stood at 263 crores compared to 305 crores at the beginning of the year. This speaks well about the working capital management of the company. Similarly, the unallocable expenditure has also come down from 16.4 crores to about 12.75 crores. As indicated earlier, during the quarter, the business from projects and products was more or less similar at about 50%. I think with this, I have covered most of the financial highlights of the company. We are now open to take any questions in this connection. So, Seema, over to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Mahesh Bendre from LIC Mutual Funds. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for opportunity. Sir, I missed the number. You said 31 crores of export this quarter, right?
No. 12 crores of export in this quarter. We were down 31 crores compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year.
Achha, so last year it was 43 crores.
We were 43 crores.
Okay. Sure. Sir, last two quarters we have seen the softness in the performance, which is in line with the user industry. So we are down 10% sales on both the quarters. So looking for the rest of the year, what kind of growth we anticipate?
Mr. Bendre, if you recall our guidance given in all three quarters of the last year, we have said that we will grow by about 20% for the full year. Despite the 40% growth quarter on quarter that we achieved in the first three quarters, the order board that we had was laid in such a manner that we knew precisely what orders we will execute during the first, second, third and fourth quarter. And that's why we always gave a guidance of about 20%. We still maintain that guidance for the current year despite a 10% drop in the top line for the current year.
And sir, one qualitative input I would like to have from you, that business environment, what was 6 months back, has there been any change that we have seen in terms of inquiries and order inflow?
See, you'll have to look at it sector-wise. Obviously, business environment is something that keeps changing. We are predominantly dependent on few large sectors, like the oil and gas, primarily for our export and for our gas business. This is definitely seeing changes happening, particularly if you're looking at the city gas distribution projects. There is a significant delay in most of these installations, and consequently those installations are getting delayed. Quarter on quarter, we are seeing less number of CNG packages going out compared to what we did earlier, as well as what we are planning to do. But at some stage, this has to change, because there is a commitment these gas companies have put out saying that they will have a certain minimum installation plan. And so when it flips around, then you will get this big, hopefully, we'll get this big revival of demand, and then we should obviously catch up. So we are hoping that H2 is going to be a busy period that we will catch up. We have orders, but there are no clearances to ship. Now, as far as the international business is concerned, we were primarily focused on the MENA region. This year, we did announce that we have taken a senior person, and we are moving to also address Southeast Asia. So we have got a couple of small startup orders from this area. Generally, these things start with small ones and then it scales up. But the good thing about it is these two or three small orders that you picked up in Southeast Asia will all get completed in this year. And hopefully that should add to a new addressable market going forward. So to answer your question on markets, yes, some markets are still quiet, but we hope to see them all get busy in the next 2 to 3 quarters. Now, as the market changes, our order booking changes. Our execution cycles actually follow this order booking. So as it is, the first quarter was very busy. We had significant order inflow. So that should keep us busy on Q4 and Q1 next year. So that's the way it goes.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Naman Shah from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Which? Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah, my first question would be, you talked about reducing the unallocated expenses in one of your previous con calls. So while it has reduced, when do you expect it to be around 50%? Like, is it this year? Can we expect it to be this year or probably next year?
See, we had indicated to you that the unallocable expenditure consists of expenses on non-reportable segments, which consisted of two major segments. One was, the gears, which are now an integral part of our compression systems. And secondly, the road railer, which we had talked about, that was adding to this unallocable corporate expenditure. As indicated, we are in the process of ensuring that the road railer business gets monetized during this quarter two, and we should be able to get this expenditure down compared to the previous year. The trend in terms of the reduction in, improvement of contribution from the gear business is already seen in the first quarter when we have reported 1275 lakhs unallocable expenditure compared to 16.45 crores. So this is the first step towards the reduction of the unallocable costs.
Okay. Second question would be, you talked about your CNG, the clearance for installation of CNG packages being muted. So when do you expect to get that clearance? And if you get that clearance, would lead to an increase in the margin, probably?
See, these orders have all been booked. So the margin obviously is not going to change. It's going to only get worse as we delay the installation. We are sitting with significant inventories. We are waiting for clearances so that these can be installed. But we'll see how it goes. I mean, to make predictions, it is something which is clearly not what is in our control. We expect definitely by all sense of what has to be done in the gas market that the city gas distribution companies are bound to do a certain minimum program, and that will force them all to start installing at least in H2. And then we will be well prepared to meet all those requirements. So we have to play this out. There's no easy answer for this.
So do you expect Q2 to be better than Q1?
Q1, H2.
No, Q1.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah. We said that we give a guidance of a growth over the previous year, for the current year also.
Okay.
So with 10% drop in Q1, unless we do a better and better performance over the previous quarters of the previous year, we won't be able to demonstrate that growth, and which we believe with a strong order board in hand, we should be able to go closer to that.
Okay. And one last question. This quarter, could you give me the numbers for how much as a percentage of sales were our compressor business and how much was the rest of it?
Our overall business combination remains the same. We have about 20 to 25% coming from air compressor, about 25 to 30% coming from refrigeration compressors, and about 50% coming from the gas compressor. So that is how the overall 90% plus business comes from the compression segment and balance from the non-reportable segments. So that combination remains more or less same. Even the order board has remained in the same proportion.
Okay. Okay. And you got an order from Turkey, right, for the refrigeration?
So these are for batch shaft compressors for export. The partner with whom we are working would import these compressors, complete them as packages for delivery in the MENA region.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Mihir Manohar from Carlinian Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sure. Thanks for giving the opportunity. Sir, largely wanted to understand, I mean, you know, we are seeing CNG part of the business. At the start of your commentary, you said that to be weaker. But I mean, pick up to happen from second half onwards. Even on export side, I mean, you know, we are seeing a lower business versus last year. So just wanted to get a sense, I mean, you know, what is giving you the confidence, given the, is it the existing order book or you are also building new orders that we will be able to achieve the guided rate which has been there? And just a clarification on that, I mean, at the start of your comment, you mentioned double-digit kind of a growth versus earlier, during the last call, we were mentioning about 20% plus kind of a growth. So if you can provide some clarity, I mean, is there a revision in guidance or we still continue to maintain a 20% plus growth? That was my first question. Second question was just on the CGD part, and, you know, the natural domestic gas prices are coming down, even the international prices are coming down, and now the dispensation date has also passed on. So, I mean, what is actually restricting the CGD companies from expansion? I mean, just getting it difficult to understand why is that happening. So, if you can provide some clarity around that, that will be really helpful. And my third question was just on the road railer part. I mean, you know, road railer, if, let's assume, if the road railer get hive off in second quarter or maybe third quarter, what kind of margin benefit would be there from road railer part of the piece? So, just wanted to get an understanding around that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, good. So the first one, as far as the road railer, let me start with your last question first. We are, in, like we have been saying, we are under discussion. This is in an active phase. So I think we can talk about an announcement only after the event. So let this come. So that's why I said by Q2, Q3, we should see it. It will go through two phases. It may not be a sale of a business, so we'll have to announce it only after it happens. Let's see how it goes. And depending on how we structure it, that will determine how much of the cost that we see in the unallocable that can be taken off in the next couple of quarters. So well, let it happen, we'll announce it. Now, as far as our confidence, this is your first question, as far as our confidence about growth, we are sitting with probably the highest order bank that we have ever had. We are sitting, like I said, the sales was low, but the activities are at its peak. We finalized more orders, almost twice as much orders in Q1 of this year compared to Q1 of last year. So we are sitting with about 1,350 crores of order. We are pretty busy as far as we are concerned, definitely in Q3, Q4. Now, Q2, we are planning today to give a growth of at least 7% over corresponding H1 of last year. So H1 to H1, we want to be anywhere between 7 to 10% higher. And then going forward with a busy Q3, Q4, we should be nearer to the 20% that we are talking of. We are not changing the guidance. We are now being a little more careful in giving exact numbers. But we still are around that number. That's what we're talking of. Getting there to the 20% is where we're looking at. And at the moment, the confidence level is that we should definitely be able to do it. So that answers your second question as well.
Sure, sure. And just on the CGD part, I mean, you know, the natural gas prices, both international and domestic, have come down.
Yeah, as far as the gas prices are concerned, there has been a reduction at the point of sale of about 6 rupees per kg. Now, this is not significant. The actual use of gas engines, etc., are improving. You see more ads for cars with the CNG, etc. That's coming up. Now, what happens is, as the demand picks up, the gas companies would first rush to put in what are called as booster compressors, because that is immediate. They just need to put this compressor even without a gas pipeline being in place. Consequently, they can start delivering gas to the customers. This is going to be the first thing that's happening. And we see this already. We are getting more finalization of booster compressors, which is really not a hugely paying thing for us, as we always been saying. So they are much cheaper and they don't make big margin, but that is going to keep us busy, hopefully, through Q2 and even into part of Q3. But the CNG packages itself means that the companies have to get on and install the pipelines. The gas pipelines have to be installed. Now, that's a longer cycle thing, and people are taking their own sweet time in putting these pipelines because that's a capex creation. There are approvals required to dig up the place and lay the pipelines, etc. That is taking time, will take time. That is what happens, and hopefully we should see that happening with all these inclement weathers and everything. It's also adding to the problem. But like I said, I don't want to double guess this. H2 should be good. That's what we are planning.
Yeah, sure. That's it for my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dhavan Shah from Alpha Accurate Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the export side. In the last con call, you mentioned that the export order book was roughly lower than the 50 odd crore. So how is in the number, you know, for this quarter end in the export business? And also in the last con call, you mentioned that some of the orders were under negotiation for the export business, which is fairly large in terms of the order value. And this quarter also, you know, it is still under the negotiation. So what is causing the delay, you know, in terms of the finalization of this export business? And when can we see the order flow, actually order flows coming from the export side?
Okay. So like we keep saying, most of our large export orders are still in the oil and gas sector and they're into the MENA region. The finalizations of orders in that phase, that's still very muted. They're not finalizing quickly. They have come to the new normal. They're looking at arrangement of funds. Any of you reading that, you'll realize that they're also taking their time to finalize with the muting of oil prices, etc. Now, we still are discussing a fairly large number of inquiries. We have passed off one or two where we think that the price margins are very, very low and we don't want to do them. As we speak, our order on exports is above 50 crores. After even the first execution of 12 crores, we're probably around 65 to 70 crores as we speak. But the order pipeline that we are negotiating is well over 800 crores. So there's a lot of orders that we are talking about. And they will all happen in a phased manner. They're not going to all happen this year. Most of them will go into next year. But we are going to compensate for whatever shortage we're going to have in exports with domestic sales. That's what I said in the opening comment. Exports are going to be this year definitely only around 100 crores. Most of it we're going to compensate from domestic. Domestic is very, very strong and we'll compensate with that.
Sure, sure. And how has been the execution cycle across the three segments, like the air compressor, refrigeration and gas? In terms of the months-wise, if you can help us, at one order is executed within how many months? In air compressor, it is like 6 to 7 months, or if you can help us, you know, in terms of the execution cycle.
See, a large export package or even a domestic package which involves significant amount of imported equipment, motors, etc., can take anywhere between 10 to 12 months. But domestic orders, even in packages, they tend to accept far more domestically manufactured elements, motors, engines, etc. Consequently, they tend to get exported between 6 to 8 months. 8 months is a normal cycle for packages. Equipment businesses can be anywhere between 8 weeks to 16 weeks. There is no major shortage today as we speak, except for some transducers, etc., that are giving some trouble. Most other items or the supply chain is relatively stress-free at the moment. The prices are fairly stable. So that is why we still think that we will do execution as planned.
Sure, sir. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Vimin Shah from ITM Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the opportunity. Question number one is, you are, of course, at a record order book. But within the order book, can you help us decipher, you know, are by construct, is it slightly aligned to better margin products and packages, as the case may be? If you can just help us understand that.
See, it's a highly competitive field, and most of these packages are based on both being technically acceptable and commercially competitive. So we have to look at both. We are doing most of these packages in large packages are going to be in the refrigeration space as well as in the oil and gas space in the domestic market. We are technically acceptable and we are commercially competitive. The margins would be, like we said, the compression segment EBIT margin of 18% plus is what we are targeting, and that will be achieved.
Perfect. And a related question would be also, you know, we have, as opposed to last 2-3 years, we have better products, you know, come up, especially even new offerings like oil-free screw and ready possibly with the Sentry and so on and so forth. So can you help us understand, is the initial order and initial response in the new products also reasonably strong?
Yeah, so we actually, just a small clarification, we actually don't have an oil-free screw at KPCL, but what we have launched is really the centrifugal compressors, which inherently tends to be dry air oil-free, and that's picking up. Now, the challenge that we have is all our new products, whether it's the Kalana booster or the Kione refrigeration screws or the Tescaclipoca centrifugal compressors, their acceptance has been good, but the scale-up has been slow, and this is pretty normal in the capital goods sector. It's generally an S-curve. It takes a lot of effort in the early days, and the results are pretty muted. And then once you hit the tipping point of the ramp, then the volumes start coming with even modest effort. Now, we have still not hit the tipping point in any of the three. The one that is likely to hit the tipping point for rapid scale-up is going to be, first, the booster compressors, because there we have almost 100 running at the moment. And there, like I said, the gas companies would be also under pressure to quickly show coverage, and with the CNG packages requiring pipelines to be laid, the quickest way for them to handle the coverage part of it is to go in for the boosters, which means even if it is not a great product for us in terms of both the price as well as the margin, that's going to be the one that scales up the fastest. But the other two would be far more profitable and take time, but it's going to be over the next 3 to 4 quarters.
So when you say other two, it is the Sentry you are referring to?
No, that's a product. You're talking about the products, right? So it's the Tescaclipoca centrifugal compressors as well as the Kione refrigeration screws.
Perfect. And, you know, in some of the interactions, possibly if you can just clarify, we were indigenizing and trying to develop our own oil-free screw, but... I'm slightly confused that, we were in the process and I thought we were almost...
You're right. If you see several of our announcements, we did say that we have tied up with an industry institute collaboration for making the oil-free screws. And this is a 24-month project co-funded by the Ministry of Heavy Industries. We are working on it. But this is not a product that has been launched yet.
Okay. And
I must clarify, there are oil-free screws in the market from others, and probably that's why this gives you some confusion.
Perfect. And as a related question, could you, give us some sense of the pipeline as well and the competitive intensity?
Pipeline, I think I did mention export pipeline is over 800 odd crores of orders under discussion. I won't even use the word negotiation. We have to get there. Some of them are in advanced stage of negotiation as well. Domestic order pipeline should be even bigger, but there we get to talk about it only when we start getting to the first level of technical discussions and clarifications completed. So order pipeline relatively remains strong. We are having the confidence that a significant part of it, at least a higher percentage of what is under discussion, will get finalized and allow us to do the numbers that we are looking at.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Mahesh Pendre from LIC Mutual Funds. Please go ahead, sir.
Just one follow-up question. In the first quarter, we have declined by 11% on top line. Now, we are talking about 20% growth this year. So, next three quarters, cumulatively, we should be able to grow 29%. So, is it based on purely on order book, or is it that we are expecting product business will also pick up?
So, let me clarify like this. First quarter, we are down roughly about 10%. By H1, we expect to be anywhere between 7 to 10% better than the H1 of the previous year. Then we have two quarters where we expect to get to almost 20% growth for the full year. That means you're right. We'll have to do something like about 24-25% growth compared to the corresponding quarters. I think that is a confidence coming out of two things. One is we have order bank. Two is we are also in the process of negotiating some major orders. And the third one is we are expecting clearances for all the CNG and other packages which are now being kept ready and waiting to be shipped. Now, there are three, four things based on which we are making this this commitment. We will see how it goes. I think we'll have to take it quarter by quarter. If we do our first level of getting 7 to 10% up on H1, I think we are on the way up.
Sure, sir. All the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Amit Shah. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. My question was more on the Keone series compressors that we had were planning to launch. So what's the update on that particular business? What's the kind of traction that we are witnessing over there? Any orders that we have booked? And secondly, also on the green hydrogen side of the business, you were talking about that, you know, you are developing a compressor in association with IIT Mumbai. So any update on that particular front, whether the product has been developed or still under development, if you can throw some light on that.
The Keone refrigeration compressors, screw compressors, were launched last year. We started with one model. We now have 9 models in a phased manner coming up. 5 of them are already there, 4 of them yet to get in. Now, as far as sale is concerned, it happens, like I explained, it happens in two levels. First is we sell the bare shaft compressors to what are called as OEs. And the OE completes the package and then installs it at the ice plant or the dairy or the food processing plant. Now, this cycle takes from the time we hand over a compressor to the OE to actually have it working anywhere between 6 months to 9 months. So the current ones are all under installation. We have not had a great set of orders at the moment. We have a few orders that is being all under installation. We expect from the kind of inquiries and the kind of demand that we see for similar products that are being imported that this could again have to take a significant value coming up once we cross the tipping point. So we hope to see again in the second half significant traction. At the moment, there are very few orders that we have executed and few more being discussed. That's as far as the Q&A is concerned. Now, the next question you asked is on green hydrogen. Now, we don't specifically look at whether it's green, blue, gray hydrogen because we are agnostic to it. What we do is we make compressors for handling hydrogen. At the moment, we have reciprocating compressors for handling hydrogen at the refineries. This has been running for quite some time. And they are basically used in diesel refining. Now, the new compressor that we are developing is for higher pressure storage, which will go anywhere between 350 to 700 bar pressure, which means this hydrogen after compression can be stored and transported. Now, this compressor is under development with IIT Bombay. First phase has been completed in terms of mechanical scoping. We are now getting into building the prototype and hopefully we should have a modular design where we can make for pressures anywhere from 300 bar going up to 700 bar. And we should have this in the next 18 months.
And sir, on the order inflow for the first quarter has been very, very strong, 450 odd crores approximately. So which are the areas, barring the CGD network and CNG stations, which are the areas where you are witnessing such strong traction? And if you can highlight which are the areas going ahead where you believe these orders will flow in for? So, that's the question from my side.
Okay. The big orders that came in were all in the oil and gas space, domestic. These are all big ticket orders, packages, domestic markets. And also from the petrochemical, including fertilizer. So this is where we picked up all our big orders from.
And sir, in the overall scheme of things for a particular greenfield project, what would be the proportion of our scope of work in the compressor package? If you can highlight that as well, that would be
very, very, very difficult, because see, we are talking of greenfield of what scale and scope. It's pretty tough. We won't be able to, because it could be a offshore platform, it should be a, or it could be an off-gas collection package, it could be upstream, downstream, so it's almost impossible for us to put a percentage against the project, because the project scopes would be different, very different.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, sir, for answering the question. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dhavan Shah, AlfAccurate Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again, sir. So my question is again on the order book side for the gas business. Can you share the order book number for the CNG package and the booster compressor at the end of first quarter?
I don't have the exact number. All I know is there would be about 100. This includes both the booster and the CNG package.
Okay. Okay. So basically, you know, I was trying to understand the maths. In the last con call, you mentioned that roughly 250 CNG packages and the booster so will be supplied this year, which can give us, you know, roughly 400 crore kind of the revenue visibility. So are we on the track for these two things for this current fiscal?
No, so far no, because this is 250 each, yeah? We were hoping to do 250 CNG packages and about 200 at least of boosters, 200-250. The best we have done in CNG packages was about 220-ish, 210-220 in a year. We are hoping to do much more than that. So we are nowhere near the number that we are looking at.
Okay, then, you know, which segment can give us the confidence that we'll end up with the 20%, you know, the incremental growth for FY23? Because the export business itself will be roughly 100 odd crore versus 170 last year, and we don't have, you know, the major business for this two segment also. So what gives us the confidence, you know?
I will answer this question a little differently. You know, you have been tracking our company for a long, and we always have in our order board a mix of product and the packages. Now, products are some, orders are something which keep on happening and keep on getting booked over the period across the year, where the delivery schedule is very quick, or the time required for delivery is very, very small, maybe ranging from 6 weeks to 8 weeks. So such types of orders keep coming, particularly in refrigeration compressor, air compressor, etc. CNG compressors, there have been little slowdown for the time being, but we believe that it will pick up substantially in the quarter, in the second half, and that is how we are keeping ourselves ready with the inventory and the packages built so as to deliver it on time. Second aspect is, last year if you look at, which we spoke about, we had an order board as on 1st of July about 1225 crores. Today we have an order board of close to 1300 crores plus with no exports, no export orders, maybe about 25-30 crores export orders. Last year we had more than 170 crores export orders. And that gap has been filled by the domestic order booking, which will be due for the delivery. We have in the past given you an indication based on the spread of the orders. Similarly, we believe that current year also gives us a confidence based on the current order board and the expected orders that happen for the product during the quarter to deliver the numbers that we are talking about end of this year. Of course, every industry today is talking about, you know, unforeseen circumstances or the effects of elections that might happen at the end of the or in quarter four, etc. Given the situation normal, the economic situation normal, we should be able to deliver the growth that we are talking about.
Okay, but the percentage contribution, then it would be differ, right? The gas business would not contribute roughly 40 to 50 odd percent in the order backlog. It should be the lower number.
and the air and ref.
Even today we have close to about 60% orders from the gas, from the pending order
book. See, I think the broad guidelines of 40-45% from the gas, 30-35% from refrigeration, 20-25% from air compression system, this will be by and large around the same ratio. It will not change by too much. What we are not getting in CNG, we are trying to do more by the packages that we are doing. Like I said, what is on hand are all large domestic packages which we hope to execute by Q4. Generally, we find domestic packages can be executed little faster than export packages because of the number of inspections and approvals that is required in export is much larger. So we will tend to do it in about 2 to 3 months faster. So hope to do most of it before end of the year. Barring unforeseen circumstance, we are reasonably confident that we will deliver what we have promised. I think the best way is to actually look at how we deliver in Q2, and then we will have more confidence to take it forward from there.
Sure. And sir, just last one on the order inflow side. So based on, you know, the 20% guidance, I think we should do the quarterly order inflow run rate of similar to first quarter, which is roughly 400 to 450 odd crore. So the full year order inflow should be around 1500 to 1600 odd crore. And every quarter, I think this kind of run rate will come from, I mean, the major order inflow what you are foreseeing is likely to come from the export business. Is it fair to understand? Because it is almost, you know, since last two quarters we are under negotiation and some part of that is already into the advanced stage. So if you can
have it in the right way, you'll have to accept that, look, the business doesn't end with fourth quarter. There is again a Q1 of next year and it goes on. So really we need to book this year enough orders to see that we have a good Q1, Q2 and thereon. So really a combination of both quick finalization of international business with longer cycles of execution, more finalization of domestic orders, are both essential, and that's what we are working on as we speak to ensure we deliver this year's number, but also stay with our aspirational targets. We need to have a strong Q1, Q2 so that we continue on this growth journey. So we're working on it, and I'm sure that we'll be able to talk more about it in the next quarter.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Mihir Manohar from Kanyalai Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for giving the opportunity again. Sir, just two follow-ups. I mean, first on, you mentioned some of the packages which are there, which are, you know, which you are waiting for clearances. So if you can just throw some light, I mean, you know, what kind of amount is sitting over there, that will be really helpful. And, you know, why is that taking time for getting shipped? That will be helpful. Second question was just on the large export order. I mean, if you assume that, you know, you will get some large orders either in 3Q or 4Q, broadly, what time will it take for you to execute them? Because, you know, this will become very important for us to have the 2000 crores number. So just wanted to get an understanding around the execution cycle. I mean, if we get in 4Q, will it be possible for us to execute that in FY25? That was the thing. And the third question was on the Reliance KGD6 basin. I mean, you know, a substantial amount of natural gas production is going to happen from that basin. So how do the overall mathematics of natural gas change versus the LNG imports which are happening? How do you see the situation structurally for India?
Okay, so let's start with the first question. I did mention we have an order of between the CNG packages and booster of about 100 compressors. We generally don't make all the 100 and keep it ready. We would probably have at any given time in different form, fully packaged, partly ready, compressor built and packaging yet to be done in various forms, about one-third of it generally in the system. Rest of it would all be only basic things done. The compressors would be ready, but all the other things would be held back with vendors till the things are cleared. Otherwise, the shop will be full of material. So we are in the process of cleaning. Most of that would be CNG packages. You would see from our cash generation as well as our inventory management that we are fairly robust on this, and so we would not overdo it ahead of time. Unless there is clearance, we would not take everything into a shop. That's the first question in terms of inventories and other things. As far as order booking and execution cycle, if we have to get an order for execution definitely within the next year, 4 quarters, then we should finalize it before Q3. If you finalize in Q4, the chance of large export orders getting done within the next 12 months is tough. Some of these smaller orders can get done, but the bigger orders would not be done. So that's why for us, order booking in Q3 is very important for exports. In domestic orders, we can book right up to end of Q4, even early Q1, we'll still be able to complete it before the end of next year. So generally, the cycles, like I said, international orders at least 12 months, domestic orders of large packages between 8 to 10 months. So that's the way we should plan our things, and that's how we plan as well. Does it answer all your questions, sir?
Yeah, sure, sir. And just lastly, on the Reliance KG-D6 basin, I mean, how does it change?
So, as far as the gas availability, gas planning, the overall announced numbers are what we should look at. They said that the gasification of the energy basket will move from the current level of about 2 to 3% to about 12% over the period of next couple of years. I mean, 3, 4, 5 years or even longer. This would include a mix of natural gas. It would have LNGs that are imported and gasified. It will also include biogas. So it's a combination of three things. Our role is significant in the natural gas process. It is also there in the biogas process and limited in the LNG at the distribution level. But at the point of where it is made into LNG, we have refrigeration packages and compressor packages. This is largely going into Middle East and other areas because India doesn't actually make the LNG.
So that's it for my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. So, first of all, thank you all for joining this call. And let me start by saying, yes, we have slipped in Q1, but we will not fall. Businesses of our nature, particularly in capital goods, are businesses that need a robust heart and a clear head. We believe as a team we have both. And we will see that we come back stronger as we go forward in the next quarter. Thank you all once again for joining this call.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.